I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Good morning, folks. We hope you're having a great Wednesday morning, July 16th, 2025, as we watch Invest 93, and hopefully it stays offshore, and hopefully it's just a rain event, not much wind, and not much as it relates to tides as well. We'll probably know more by this afternoon for certain. Got a great show lined up for you today. Kevin Callison, Associate Professor, Program Director in public health and health policy and management at Tulane University. We're going to talk about Medicaid cuts here in Louisiana, what it may look like and what we've seen in the past. We're also at 12 o'clock going to visit with Jason Bergeron, Terrebonne Parish President. He is the International Tarpon Rodeo President this year, July 24th through the 26th. It takes place in Grand Isle, Louisiana, the oldest fishing tournament in America. So we'll talk about that. And at 11, we have Michael Heck, President and CEO of G&O Inc., and he brings with him Cesar Corona, entrepreneur in residence and startup North Shore program manager from the St. Tammany Economic Development Corporation. And we'll talk about the Launchpad program and what that means. Colin Arnold will join us for a few minutes to talk. He is the Director of Homeland Security and Emergency Preparedness for the City of New Orleans, to talk about preparations for Invest 93, what is the latest that they're hearing from the National Weather Service and others as it relates to that, and the opportunity for sandbags and what other remedial measures will be provided by the city. There's a lot going on right now. In fact, Susan Hudson, the sheriff, is in court today on a contempt ruling. We hope to hear soon what's going to happen there about bringing inmates over on holidays and weekends. And I talked about that briefly yesterday, how important that was to the process, the throughput, to make sure that we can move as many impact criminals into the jail and those that deserve bond get out, get a court date set, get the process moving, because throughput is what it's all about for us right now. Hopefully all sections of the criminal justice system working hand in glove with one another, creating efficiencies, because the jail's not big enough. We know that. Contrary to what the sheriff said when she first took office, that we only needed 500 beds. That was a joke. Everyone knew it was a joke. She probably knew it was a joke, but she was trying to satisfy her progressive base. And, you know, then Carr started to call the inmates residents and, you know, and then everything that's gone on since then. I mean, it's not quite as bad as the Cantrell administration, but it approaches it, you know, where every week, every month, there's a new revelation of something else that's gone astray. We're not dotting the I's, not crossing the T's, not connecting the dots. All of those sayings apply here, and it's just wearisome, you know, on so many different fronts. A lot of folks have been texting me, asking me about my thoughts as it relates to the Jeffrey Epstein situation. So I, you know, spent some time doing some research, going back as to what was said during the campaign and this, that, and otherwise. And it seems to me that the Trump administration and Donald Trump, the president, individually, is now being hoisted by his own petard. It was obvious that there was a plan to try and discredit people by innuendo, by he and others, using and playing political games about trying to reveal maybe some titillating details about the Jeffrey Epstein files and what it would mean. And he went so far as to talk about him separating himself from Jeffrey Epstein at a period of time earlier than most because he just thought the guy was creepy or whatever word that he used. Well, it's come back to haunt him, and that's what basically hoisted by your own petard means. It's you are now being harmed by a plan that you had designed to harm someone else. Now you've got this Bongino versus Bondi situation. You've got a situation where Ghislaine Maxwell, who sits in jail right now, one of the few people that was there throughout the Epstein years, actually was the girlfriend of Epstein for a while or whatever her position was with Epstein, who wants to come and testify before Congress and reveal it all. That would be a great idea. Love to hear it. Love to have it televised. Let's figure out where this falls. I don't see any other way than just releasing the files. There's no need to redact. If there are things that are not worthy, they're not good information, you ought to be able to prove that I wasn't on the island on that day. I was over here. I didn't do that. I was over there. And let it, I mean, you've created this mess. You've created the curiosity of the country by playing these silly ass political games with this horrific investigation of child pornography and, you know, child exploitation, sexual exploitation, and the like. I mean, you know, you play with fire, you get burned. There's no reason to even mention this case at all during the course of a presidential election. There are those that chose to do it for their own gain. When you do it, when you open the door, guess whose hand gets slammed in the door? And that's where we are today. And it seems as though we have a lot of cabinet members that have opined about certain things, Pam Bondi to be included, that was playing along with trying to create an environment of titillating, you know, the public about the details of this. And at the same time, talking about how horrific some of the videos were. That the videos may not ever be shown. I don't really care to see those. But I would like to see the intelligence. And, you know, what names? Who played in this playpen game? That was very, very stupid, dangerous, ignorant. And otherwise, how many lives have been destroyed as a result thereof? So when you're hoisted by your own petard, there's not really many ways to get out of this at this point in time. Now he's got Republicans turning on him because they want to see the right thing done. You've created this mess. You're the one that created the landscape. created the curiosity. Now you want us to just turn it off? Well, the president said yesterday that he's bored by this whole thing. Well, you know what's really boring is when you create scenarios that you know or you have little knowledge about whether or not any of it is true, but you know that the innuendo could potentially harm someone else. And then when it's time to pay the piper, you don't want to pay. That's boring. Well, it's time to pay up. And it's not going to be, Mr. President, as you pointed out in your most recent instructions to the Attorney General, Pam Bondi. Go ahead, release the credible information. Well, define credible. How do you do so? You think it's going to go away? Do you think those, whether Democrats, Independents, Republicans, or otherwise, actually trust Pam Bondi at this point? The surefire way to eliminate all of anyone's hesitations or otherwise as to whether or not you're being transparent or not is release the file. Just release it. Now, all this talk about a list, I've heard this in so many different investigations of brothels. You can think back to the one here in New Orleans and others. We heard about the list, the list, the list. There were other cities, same thing, the list, the list, the list. We never did gain access to lists. You know, and then there were lists and the amounts that were paid and, you know, this, that. It's not often that I've ever, in the course of law enforcement, ever seen lists. They're names that appear in emails and documents and other ways. And somebody may compile a list, meaning law enforcement, but there's typically not the offenders developing a list or the black book, so to speak. You might see that with a bookmaker, but it's rare that I've ever seen that with a client list of prostitutes or otherwise. A list. But there's a list that could be developed. I mean, there are probably names in a whole host of investigative reports. There's videos. I'm sure we have identity of the people that are in the videos. That would be of consequence. Those names should be released. Well, one has to ask, why aren't these people charged if, in fact, the girls were underage? I don't know what the statute of limitations are. Hopefully this is not a situation that we're playing a delay game so that the statute of limitations actually run and these individuals can't be charged. That would really be horrific. And let us hope that this is not a silly game that's being played along those lines. So my audience can't say that I don't respond to what your requests are. I took the time to look at it. I just hadn't. There's so many other things that are going on that I thought were more pressing. This is not going away. The files are there. I doubt very seriously that you know they're going to go away, that they would be destroyed. I don't believe that for a moment. It is what it is, and it ain't going to change. So release it. Get it over with. Put it behind you. If your name's in there, President Trump, so what? You say you've done nothing wrong? Then let it go. There's videos and pictures of you with Jeffrey Epstein all over the place. It wouldn't surprise anyone to find out that your name may appear in an intel report or something else that comes up, or the course of an interview with somebody that they said that they were at a party with Jeffrey Epstein and your name comes up. So what? That happens. there are a lot of people that invited Jeffrey Epstein to a lot of different activities and things of that nature. They had no idea what he was doing. That's not unusual either. But it doesn't mean that it's not credible. The conclusions that are drawn from information like that are going to be what they're going to be. People are going to believe what they're going to believe. But what you have going on now, and the defensive posture, and, you know, I use these four words all the time that always kind of raises a red flag for me. When you start deflecting and you deny and you evade and you then go on the counterattack, like you did the other day, typically there's something going on there that you don't want to have revealed. And that's a problem. The truth matters and the truth hurts. And the sooner that you stop playing these games with the public, the better off you're going to be, your administration, and otherwise. You have two top-level justice officials, Dan Bongino, number two at the FBI, and Pam Bondi, the attorney general, at each other's throats right now. Bongino, because he thinks he's been played to be the fool. As a talk show host, I'm sure that he received all kinds of information from members of your cabinet, members of your administration, members of the Republican Party, members of your campaign office that he talked about for a lengthy period of time, and now all of a sudden, nada, nothing? Let's encourage Ghislaine Maxwell to come and testify before Congress. Let's hear what she wants in return. I'm sure she wants an early release, but let's evaluate what she has. Let's see whether or not she has something that y'all don't have. That would be interesting, right? That would be transparent, right? Because we put this in the political arena. We were not satisfied with leaving this in the investigative law enforcement arena. You put it in the political arena. And that's why I can say with confidence, you are now being hoisted by your own petard. We'll be right back.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
This summer, Instacart is bringing back your favorites from 1999 with prices from 1999. That means 90s prices on juice pouches that ought to be respected, 90s prices on box mac and cheese, and 90s prices on ham, cheese, and cracker lunches. Enjoy all those throwbacks and more at throwback prices. Only through Instacart. $4.72 maximum discount per $10 of eligible items. Limit one offer per order. Expires 9/5 while supplies last. Discount based on CPI comparison.
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views. The cool waterfall mist during a hot hike. And the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Welcome back, folks. And Invest 93 is out there. And joining us is my least favorite person to talk to. And let me qualify this, because it's always when Mother Nature's dealing cards to us and then asking us to place a bet and we can't look at our cards. And typically that's how our conversations go with Colin Arnold, Director of Homeland Security and Emergency Preparedness. And it's the only time I get to talk to him is when something that could be really bad is out there looming. So, Colin, with that, welcome to the show.
Yeah, it does a lot for my psyche, Sheriff. Thank you.
I'm sure you're used to it by now.
I am. No, nobody likes getting phone calls from me. I'm used to it now.
Exactly. So here we are, July 16th, and we've got this system out there. What are you hearing and what are they telling you?
Well, first of all, thanks for having me. We have a great relationship with our National Weather Service office for New Orleans and Baton Rouge. It's located in Slidell at the airport there. We meet with them regularly. We talk with them every day, sometimes multiple times a day. And I want to assure the public that, you know, there has been a lot of conversations leading up to hurricane season this year about budgets and National Weather Service. We have seen no decline in any type of service or forecasting from them. So that'll continue. With that said, you know, obviously, I'm a little struck by this one. I think we need to pay attention to it very closely. I don't think it's going to be a huge issue for New Orleans, but I'm reminded of this system reminds me of 2016 when we had obviously the incredible great flooding in Baton Rouge. And I'm not saying it's the same thing. I'm just saying a similar type of tropical moisture system moving across the northern Gulf, kind of crossing over our state. I think this one's moving a little bit quicker than what we saw in the past in 2016, where it, you know, those tended to stall out. I think this one is going to be on and off, potentially heavy rain showers between Thursday and possibly into Saturday. And so that's what we're preparing for. We're briefing the mayor on all of our preparations at 3:15 today. We have sandbag operations going on right now, and that was something that we worked with the city council on. We certainly appreciate that, as we've done in past years. We've got 6 locations. You can find them at ready.nola.gov, and they're being pretty widely reported on social media by many of the council members. It's from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. while supplies last. I think this is an opportunity. I don't know if it's going to be necessary for this event, but if the sandbags are part of what you like to do to prepare, this will be an opportunity to get those kind of early in the season this year. And, you know, obviously we'll do it again if there's another issues, but that's an opportunity to start, you know, collecting some sandbags to have around your house in case you need those. Other than that, I'm just really, hoping people stay weather aware. Sign up for alerts by texting NOLA Ready, one word, to 77295, and check your catch basins. If there's something that you can do to help us by raking or sweeping off the top, that would be great. It's going to help that water drain. If it's a bigger project and needs the city to assist, call 311, because we have crews. All of our crews are out there today working on storm drain calls.
Yeah, I don't know about you, but I was watching the parish president, I think in St. Bernard it was, down in the drainage pipe pulling out tires. That just totally pisses me off.
And again, I don't want people climbing into those things, but if they see those types of problems and that's very frustrating.
Yeah, for sure.
But I was driving into work today and I saw people already doing that, using a shovel or a rake and just raking out the leaves, any debris that might be in there. I mean, we've all seen it. That can make the difference between your street just draining off as these rain showers come through or starting to hold water.
It's amazing what oak leaf compaction can stop, right? It's almost like a beaver building a dam. I mean, it's absolutely crazy how that works.
That's right.
Yeah. Let me ask you, any information on tides? Are we going to have prevailing winds? A lot of times in lower coast, we have problems with prevailing winds blowing from one direction for several days, tides and things of that nature. Any information there?
So what we're getting right now and what I'm seeing as far as wind is not, I don't think this is going to be a wind event. I think this will be more, if it is, it's going to be heavy rain, and they're saying anywhere in our area, potentially 3 to 6 inches. I've seen some of the models 5 to 10. Now I'll remind everyone that that's over from Thursday through Saturday. So, I mean, if even at that amount, unless we get it all at one time, we're going to be okay with the drainage system and we can, we can cover that for the most part. We can get that drained. There may be some street flooding areas. Not seeing the wind component. I'm seeing, 15, 20 mile an hour winds. That's not too concerning. But to your point, with that flow coming from the east, we do have a significant catch that can bring coastal tides up, particularly around the Venetian Isles, Lake Catherine, and Irish Bayou area. So I have not seen a watch or an advisory put out about that. That will be a coastal flood advisory. Again, we'll communicate those through NOLA Ready as well, through the alert system. But, I would anticipate with this that if it does occur, tides of 3 to 5 feet above normal are always possible. Now, once it moves more towards us in Louisiana, it's going to shift to more southerly flow on the winds, which could be more, some higher tides for coastal Louisiana. But for the city and for Orleans and our kind of metro area, I'm not seeing a lot of tidal or coastal flooding issues at this point.
I got to imagine you guys are pumping canals out now.
I drove by several yesterday afternoon, spoke with Sewage and Water Board. They are dry right now for the most part, many of them. And so we're going to be in good shape there and they're going to continue to do that. Quite frankly, I was hoping for the West Power Complex to be open at this point. I understand that, it's certainly, it's a big engineering project and it's, there's probably a lot more to it than I'm thinking, but we've got talking with Sewage and Water Board, they've got the power necessary to deal with this situation, and they've got the pumping capacity. So, I feel like we're moving into this in a good situation. I'm really encouraged that what I'm hearing is that, at some point in August, we're going to have that new power station up, which is something, in I think all of us have been waiting for, but certainly in my business is something we've been kind of counting on for 2 to 3 years now.
Neutral ground parking, any time that y'all anticipate allowing that to start?
Yeah, I'll debut it right now because we were just discussing it before I got on the phone with you. We're going to go, and it should be coming out through the alert system and through local media here shortly, but it will be lifted at 7 p.m. tonight, and we will do that through 7 p.m. probably Sunday, to be honest, just to make sure that everybody has ample time to deal with it after the rain passes. And so 7 p.m. tonight through 7 p.m. Sunday. And I would expect that message to come out very shortly.
We've got a lot of activity scheduled this weekend, too. UFC's in town and others. Any accommodations or information as it relates to travelers that are coming into the town?
Yeah, we've checked in with the airport. They are not anticipating any delays or anything like that related to this. I will say that we are discussing, the potential for City Hall remote work. or, you know, closure. I don't think we're at that point for Thursday, but we'll make that determination probably this afternoon once we have our mayor's briefing and we have everybody together at one table and we can figure that out. And then, of course, the decision is usually made daily about city government. And so, you know, we'll anticipate a decision this afternoon for Thursday and then on Thursday for Friday and so on. We've communicated with the schools. Obviously, school's not in session, so it's not really an issue. But we do have summer camp going on with Nord. And so we're communicating with them right now. And I would just tell the parents, if they have kids at camp, summer camp this week, to pay attention. And those decisions will be made by Nord.
Final comments, and if you could give out the websites and the contact information again.
Yeah, absolutely. And I want to say I really think this is important. We've seen, you know, obviously the absolute tragedy in Texas that, you know, these are the things that really bother me and keep me up at night and also are the things that keep me wanting to continue to do this job. I can't encourage people enough. We've got over 315,000 subscribers in New Orleans to our NOLA Ready text alert system. These are the types of alerts that this is the type of thing you want to have on your phone. I'm just putting it out there. And it's for times like this that are kind of, it's a little questionable how this is going to affect us. And it's also for those times where, you know, we know that the big one's coming and you need that information. And look, it's also for times where we have big special events and things, you know, that are good times that we need to communicate certain things. So make sure to text it. Just pick up your phone, pick up your smart device right now. Text NOLA Ready, NOLAREADY, NOLA Ready, one word, no space, to 77295, and you'll be signed up. And everything, all these instructions, and we've got a dedicated page for this event at ready.nola.gov, and that's the NOLA Ready website. And also I'll add that we have an app now that has it's in its beginning kind of stages. There's more that my office and I want to do with this app, but it's available on Apple Store and on Google Play. It's the NOLA Ready app. You can just put it in the search bar and it'll get you to it. It has all of the it's a dashboard. It has all of our different traffic, flooding, Entergy outage map, sewage and water board drainage system dashboard, all of our weather sites from WeatherWise, so you can keep track of the weather, our RouteWise when we do parades and things like that. All of those are available on one app with the touch of a button. And so it's turning out, we're getting a lot of interest in it, and it's turning out to be something I think is going to be good for us in the future. But if you want all of these different things that I always mention when I'm with you at one location, that NOLA Ready app is pretty convenient to have.
Absolutely. Sounds great. You know, the sooner you can get the information, the better. The NOLA Ready app, you know, you leave your phone on at night when you go into bed, and you get that tone, and you know something's happening, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Yep.
No good Colin text Arnold, come at 3 a.m., Noel.
That's true. Colin Arnold, Director of Homeland Security and Emergency Preparedness for the City of New Orleans. Thank you so much for joining us. Appreciate all of the update, and stay safe.
Thank you, Sheriff. We'll talk to you soon.
Thank you. We'll be right back, folks. 504-260-1870 on the Oakland Heart Jewelers talk and text line. Give us a shout. We can talk about anything. We have a few moments. Stay with us.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
This summer, Instacart is bringing back your favorites from 1999 with prices from 1999. That means 90s prices on juice pouches that ought to be respected, 90s prices on box mac and cheese, and 90s prices on ham, cheese, and cracker lunches. Enjoy all those throwbacks and more at throwback prices. Only through Instacart. $4.72 maximum discount per $10 of eligible items. Limit one offer per order. Expires 9/5 while supplies last. Discount based on CPI comparison.
Epic views. Waterfall mists. Summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with AllTrails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
Folks, breaking news. Yesterday there was some media alerts that went out that there were some police chiefs that were arrested at a chiefs convention in Baton Rouge. And today the FBI has shared information of a 62-count indictment on visa fraud in a press conference. They alleged that law enforcement leaders worked with an Oakdale, Louisiana business owner to falsify police reports of armed robberies. The alleged victims, who were here illegally, more likely than not, could then apply for a visa. It's called a U visa, actually, that would allow the victims or the witnesses to this crime to stay in the U.S. because if they're assisting law enforcement, they're able to stay in the United States. For a period, I think it's 4 years is what they can stay in, I believe. And you can get extensions and eventually get to LPR status, lawful permanent resident status. So this is something that, you know, I remember our office used this very sparingly. It had to be a big case, one where there, you know, the victim had suffered a lot in that case, mental abuse, physical abuse, or otherwise, and it was an opportunity for someone to really help us on big, big cases, and we knew that there was going to be a case that was going to be involved for a period of time, many, many years. Obviously, again, when you have the situation that we've had over the past 4 years where you've got all of these folks coming in, you've got people and scams being conducted throughout. It's good to see that federal and state authorities are working hard to minimize that. These law enforcement officials, you know, you're innocent till proven guilty, but, you know, I mean, this is craziness what's going on here. Again, manipulating the utilization of a U visa. I think the U visa is a smart tool to have for law enforcement. It's a smart tool to have for a subset of victims, and certainly wouldn't want it to be harmed by virtue of the activities of anyone, quite frankly. So kind of interesting, and it looks like the federal government, you know, folks have been saying that they're only going around rounding up low-level violators of the immigration law. They're not going after the hardened criminals. They're not going after business owners. Well, they've been raiding businesses across the country here recently. That was criticisms that were put out there by mostly Democrats. This was a very one-sided type of investigation that was occurring. Well, they can't say that now. And now you've got law enforcement officials that have been arrested and will be ultimately charged. So this is looks like they're leaving no stone unturned. And it looks like this is going to continue forward. There are going to be a lot of twists and turns as information comes in on a daily basis as it relates to these issues. And it's going to be interesting to see where this ultimately ends up. Want to just give everyone out that if you text NOLA READY at 77295, you can get connected there, or go to ready.nola.gov. You can sign up for those alerts as well. Some folks said they were having difficulty finding the sandbag locations. They just told me they found it. Colin said it was on the website, so you should be able to find those locations to pick up. And he also revealed on this show that 7 p.m. tonight, the parking restrictions will be lifted. You'll be able to park on the neutral ground, and it looks like they're going to leave that open until Sunday at 7 p.m. At the present time is what they expect the time limitations to be placed on parking on the neutral grounds. All right, we'll be right back. Stay with us. Folks, when we return after the top of the hour news break, we'll visit with Michael Heck, president and CEO of GNO Inc., and he brings with him a special guest in the back half, Senzo Corona, entrepreneur in residence and startup North Shore program manager from the St. Tammany Economic Development Corporation. So we got some great information coming your way, a lot of great news as well. So stay with us. This is Newell on WWL.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.